happen like that. Just what goes through your mind still when you see a guy like, you know, Fish, who's been a big part of this group the last couple of years, having to leave?
Yeah, it's always tough, you know, especially when you lose guys like that, you know, players that, you know, really, really good players. It's tough, but it's the business side of the NHL, and there's nothing much to do about it.
But Vasi getting a chance to be his first time to be number one for a long time here. What has he shown you so far? Gives you the confidence that he can, in time, be that guy?
Yeah, no, I think everybody knows he's a tremendous talent, and he's been tested quite a bit too, coming into big playoff games and playing in the finals and all that. So, and we as players have a tremendous amount of belief and trust in him and his abilities, and I think he's a player that hopefully can grow with this opportunity and help us end his race last quarter of the season.
You got 22 games to go starting tonight. You know the position you're in. So what has to be your focus going forward?
Yeah, you know, we talked a little bit before earlier today about, you know, we're kind of done with the West now. Now we go and play all the Eastern teams, and those, not that the West games are less important, but now, you know, we play some big time games right off the bat here with Ottawa tonight, and you know, those 2 points going either way, it's big. So we're moving into a time now where we're you know, to use a whole cliche, every game is like a playoff game already. So there's some big games coming out, big points against teams that we're fighting with, and I'm sure the standings gonna be real fun to watch here. Moving forward, it's going to shift every night, and there's going to be big games all over the league, so it's fun times.
Antar, what was the atmosphere like going in the locker room today, knowing what happened with Ben last night? What was morale like?
Yeah, I think it was like it always is. It's a good atmosphere in here. It's like I said, it's always tough to lose a good teammate, a great player, and but you just go on with it. It's a part of it. There's nothing you can do about it. We'll miss him, for sure. But we have to remain our focus and look at the schedule ahead.
Is this a significant blow to the playoff chances?
I don't necessarily think so. I think, you know, everybody knows what's going on with the extension draft and salary caps and everything. And I think this is a move that, you know, was... Everybody was kind of knew it was going to happen eventually, unfortunately, but that's just the way it is. And I think we're happy with maybe not where we are, but the way we've been playing lately, and I don't think it's going to change.
There's still 4 days of the deadline, and you mentioned the salary cap decision going forward. Is there some anxiousness or curiosity from the players about the next couple of days, knowing that